Entitlement, pretense, cancer. Are we all dying? Some conspiracy theorists say that the COVID virus was intended to reduce the world's population by a lot. But it escaped the laboratory before it was ready. I have read several books that talk about human-manufactured pathogens for the express purpose to create a new earth with just the rich and powerful continuing to exist. But what is it is not pathogens that kill us? What if our attitude towards life that is becoming more and more rampant, entitlement? What if cancer is an entitlement issue, not all the other things they say? Musseltist says that in the age group over 30, 30% already have cancer. Over 40, 40% already have cancer. Over 50, 50% already have cancer. Medical science can't see cancer until it is almost certainly can't be stopped. When it is already too late. But by then cancer has been there for years. The biggest issue is entitlement. Entitlement is not a feeling, although it feels, I think, in a certain way. It is not a thinking, although it has words. It's a being. It is as strongly a being as gender is. Or species is. There is this video floating around on the internet with a bunch of dogs and a bird running and barking with the dogs. Barking and chasing the mailman. Entitlement is both a gene-based behavior and it is also learned. Enforced, unfortunately, by clueless parents and the culture. The most important thing is this: people behave entitled to have results in life without ever learning, without ever mastering the skills a thing, an achievement, a result would need. They are entitled to the result. They are entitled to be already there. And that means, they never actually put out and learn the skills. The more someone puts themselves in a position to be around people who think they have the skills, the more the gap they will have inside for the cancer to move into. The gap between appearance and reality. Humans and their big brain, they would need to use it. Because other than the big brain, humans have nothing going for them. No claws, no strength, no agility, no size. So a human's most important part, the brain, needs to be used, fine-tuned. That is the design. What is supposed to be done? What skill, what intellectual skill is the most important for a human? It is pattern recognition. It is not an accident that the IQ tests have so many of those included. That, pattern recognition, combined with memory. Because if you don't remember the pattern, it is as if you have never seen it. Useless for you. Painstaking. The word painstaking is very revealing. You need to fall in love with painstaking practice. And if you are still entitled, you won't. If you are still entitled, then anything not easy, anything unpleasant, anything time-taking will not appeal to you. You'll use your big brain to imagine that you are already there, and voila, you'll act as if you were already there. Delusions, childish delusions come part and parcel with entitlement. George Santos, or ex-president Donald Trump come to mind. One would think they'd know they are lying, but they don't. Neither. They are little bragging kids who believe in the tooth fairy and believe all the fantasies they have as the truth. Not evil. Just not sane either. Just check in with yourself and see if all the things you think you could do well. If you have any of the skills needed for it. I promise, that if for a moment you stick to reality, you'll see that most occupations need many skills that you can't even fathom were needed. Sales. Of the things that I learned in my long participation with Landmark Education is the crucial element of sales, you need to be in another person's world for you to sell them. Landmark calls it enrollment, other people call it persuasion, I call it selling, but it is all the same. The other person will do what you suggest they do as if it had been their idea. Why can't you do it well? Why can't 99% of the people with whom I participated in those programs do it well? Because entitlement only cares about what you want, what you value, what you appreciate. You occupy front and center your world. And there is no room to be in the world of the other. Enrollment, persuasion, sales. Step 2 of the structure for fulfillment of any project, including sales success, is being able to speak the possibility in a way that the other is moved to action by it. How has it been going? When I look who in my circle has referred, successfully, anyone to my work, I find that the people who did successfully referred people for whom it was wonderful to study with me, have a 70% about me score, so they had room to consider the other. I have had referrals by others, unsuccessful, poor fit referrals. People whose arm was twisted. What you want for another needs to match what the other wants for themselves. We could say that love is wanting for the other what they want for themselves. You not being in the picture at all. Do you want what they want for themselves, or do you want what you want, when you think of people you supposedly love? I thought so. And that is just one skill out of 10, that you need to master if you want to be a brilliant salesperson. Aside, I searched Google and found one person, Dr. Morgan Oakes, who says that. So I muscle tested if he meant it. His vibration is 170. His About Me score is 100%. And both his baby jeans are still on. So he pretends. He gives lip service to wanting for you what you want for yourself. Really, he wants for you to buy his stuff, whether it helps you or not. And if you sell without those skills, you are most likely a shyster, who capitalize on people's greed. Greed and entitlement go very well together. Desire to receive for the self alone. But if you go for being a contribution without mastering turning off entitlement, you'll do all the seemingly high-minded things out of greed. Ugh. If you can't, won't own that you are a greedy sob, you'll pretend to be selfless. And that pretense is also part and parcel with entitlement. The more you do that, the more prone to are to cancer. All the good people who are riddled with cancer are pretending to be selfless. But when you pretend to be selfless, you can't consolidate it with taking care of yourself, which is your number one job as a person. Taking care of yourself, your health, your mindset, your inner and outer health. And when you wake up to smell the coffee, so to say, it will be late. Too late. Like a drug search trained dog, I smell out what you have, and warn you. If you are entitled, you'll wait until it is too late. You'll say, I don't have time/energy for that shit. It is more important to underscore, add your own most important thing. And you won't do what would need to do to get you back to health. Or do what would extend your life for 5, 10, 15 years. Why? Because you can't be bothered, you are entitled to have that without work. How you do anything is how you do everything. If you are entitled, then you'll use the big bundle, or do the drink your food process, or exercise, eating by your food list, energizing your water, etc. but will stop after a week, maybe two. You lacked entitled. And if you are entitled to health, then why work for it? I am old. Everyone has an expiration date. And I have passed it. So for me to stay alive, I use the big bundle. 24/7. Without it, I would die. It keeps me relatively well and alive. Functional. When you have cancer, your expiration date just came closer. In early stages, it can be healed. A process that has two parts, the active healing phase, and the consolidation phase. If you don't do the consolidation, you open yourself up for another entry of the uncontrolled cell division. When your cancer is not healable anymore, then your choices are, 1. Allow it to grow and kill you fast and painful, or 2. Slow it down, and add years to your life. If you choose option 1, I know for sure that your entitlement genes are running the show. A cancer cell is an entitled cell that doesn't accept any rules, any order, other than its own. And it doesn't care. Doesn't care about the host, only about itself. It is entitled to grow as much as it wants. It is attracted to you. Like attracts like. And because of all your pretenses, and because of all your avoiding anything hard, your immune system doesn't kill the invading cells, because your immune system adjusted itself to your way of being in the world, who cares? Everyone has cancer cells born, all the time. If your whole demeanor is entitled, like a baby's, your immune system lets these cells grow. Clump. And then take over. Become a tumor. By that time, the tumor is self-contained. Protected by its outer layer. The way the big bundle works. If it's already a tumor, is that it sloughs off the outer layer, one layer after another, and neutralizes it. The longer you use it, the smaller the tumor gets, and if you use it long enough, the tumor disappears. It eliminates the protective layer first. If you are still tumor-free, the big bundle, through consciousness, awakens the immune system, and makes it work properly. For me, personally, pretense, deceit are the most sickening behaviors. I literally stop watching a whole series, or stop reading a book, it is so unbearable for me to be exposed. And then I have all my clients be on different levels of pretense and deceit. Oh, and let me address an issue I have been struggling with for a few decades now, people in a leadership role. I am troubled by leadership in transformational work. Coaching mainly. Their cancers. Why they have more than the rest of society. Because they statistically do have more cancers than the general population. And the answer is now clear. Now that I have connected entitlement and cancer. These people gain leadership through entitlement. But then they have to pretend for the rest of their short miserable lives. And, of course, when you pretend, your immune system is too busy to pay attention to trifles, like cancer cells. The truth value of this article is 70%. So it is not 100% I'll ferret out what I said that isn't true. And what I didn't see that I should have said. I'll be tireless about it. Can you recognize yourself and your behavior, attitude, being in this article? If you do, then there is still hope for you. So what should you do now? If you have the big bundle, use it. If you have the water energizer, use it. And if you are in the drink your food program, chew your goddamn food and report on your results. If you are already sick, make sure you get healing, and make sure you give yourself enough time to consolidate. And then spend some time learning the pattern of entitlement. This is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. And if you don't know how well you are, get your health measurements. Get your health measurements.